All of you have gathered here together. This can be called all superior good people gathering together in one place. Since you are good people, you should not give rise to evil thoughts. You should diligently cultivate precepts, samadhi, and wisdom, and extinguish greed, anger, and stupidity. Greed, anger, and stupidity are the three poisons, while precepts, samadhi, and wisdom are the three non-outflow studies. Left-home people are called Shramanera in Sanskrit. Shramanera means diligent and to extinguish, that is, to diligently cultivate precepts, samadhi, and wisdom, and to extinguish greed, anger, and stupidity. Shramaneras have to diligently cultivate precepts, samadhi, and wisdom, and extinguish greed, anger, and stupidity. And how much the more must bhikshus do this, and bhikshunis as well? You might say, that's the business of left-home people. We lay people don't need to cultivate precepts, samadhi, and wisdom, or extinguish greed, anger, and stupidity. That's not the case. Left-home people have to diligently cultivate precepts, samadhi, and wisdom, and extinguish greed, anger, and stupidity. And lay people should work even harder at this. You should work twice as hard in the cultivation of precepts, samadhi, and wisdom, and in extinguishing your greed, anger, and stupidity. You shouldn't say that it's only the left-home people's business, and that there's no need for you lay people to learn it. That would be incorrect. Lay people can learn the methods of cultivation from left-home people. However, you shouldn't have the thought that since you are cultivating the way of left-home people, that makes you a left-home person too. That's wrong. Lay people still have to respect the Triple Jewel, bow to the Triple Jewel, make offerings to the Triple Jewel, and draw near the Triple Jewel. For left-home people, our work is to propagate the Dharma. Propagating the Buddha Dharma is our basic duty and responsibility. However, you cannot propagate Buddha Dharma if you spend the whole day doing nothing. You should be mindful of this duty in thought after thought. Every movement of yours is speaking the Dharma for living beings. Therefore, left-home people are models for lay people. And if you are not a good model, then you will cause lay people to lose faith. You will not be able to have any influence on them. So, a left-home person should act like a left-home person. Just now we said that diligently cultivate precept, samadhi, wisdom, and extinguish greed, anger, and stupidity. What does it mean to be diligent? It means to advance vigorously without becoming lax. To be diligent means to be studious, attentive, and earnest. And what do we earnestly cultivate? The precepts. The precepts basically mean to do no evil and to practice all good. If we give rise to even a single thought of selfishness, contending, killing, lust, lying, or taking intoxicants, then we are not according with the precepts. To diligently cultivate precepts, samadhi, and wisdom means to cultivate the precepts. The function of the precepts is to stop evil and to prevent faults, to stop us from doing all evil deeds, and to prevent us from making mistakes by practicing non-doing. Non-doing itself is the precepts. So after you have cultivated the precepts, you should cultivate samadhi. Samadhi means to not be moved by external states. We should be thus unmoving, always bright and clear. The wisdom of the great perfect mirror always illumines and brightens the myriad things like the sunlight. It causes all things to be in their right place, to be born and to grow. The great perfect mirror wisdom illumines all of this, and this is samadhi. And what about wisdom? Wisdom means that there is nothing one does not understand. This is the original substance of our minds, the great function of the entire substance. Everything is manifest. All the myriad things, whether they are big or small, coarse or fine, existent or non-existent, have come to light and you understand the basic substance of all things. So, diligently cultivate precepts, samadhi, and wisdom, and extinguish greed, anger, and stupidity. What is the thing which obstructs the way? It is greed. If you don't stop thoughts of greed, then you cannot clear out those messy, dirty things which are in your mind. Then there is anger. When your greed cannot be satisfied, then you become angry. And once you're angry, you lose your temper at everything, and you see that nothing is right. You even want to get into a quarrel with the Buddha when you see him. What you think is, "Oh, this temper of mine is the best. I want to conquer all people." That's the asura nature manifesting. Then there's stupidity. When the asura nature appears, then you become stupid. You don't recognize true principle. You don't know the virtues of kindness and justice. And you forget everything. You become confused and you do foolish things. Because you have no wisdom, you become stupid. So greed, anger, and stupidity are the three poisons. These three poisons are worse than opium and poisoned wine, and even worse than the most poisonous arsenic. These poisonous things are harmful to the physical body. However, they are also detrimental to our Dharma body and wisdom life. They are the greatest obstructions to the way. We get angry about very trivial things, and that is when this kind of poison manifests. This poison is more deadly than the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, and the laser cannon. Who is the mother of the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, and the laser cannon? Simply the three poisons of greed, anger, and stupidity. Therefore, we want to extinguish greed, anger, and stupidity. Then the atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb will not explode, and the laser cannon will be useless. Last week, I talked about not losing your temper. Losing your temper is just setting off the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, and the laser cannon. The temper is an invisible weapon which kills without leaving any trace. It not only kills the body, but also destroys the soul. So greed, anger, and stupidity are very devastating. Whether you are a scientist, a computer specialist, or an expert of some sort, you should study this carefully, and you'll find that nothing is more devastating than the three poisons. However, people still fail to realize that, and they wear the three invisible bombs of greed, anger, and stupidity wherever they go. They're not willing to part from them. All of you should carefully think about this. This is where the origin is at. Where does this come from? It comes from ignorance. And what is ignorance? Ignorance means not understanding anything. Since you have no knowledge and wisdom, the bombs of greed, anger, and stupidity are produced.